continue members. This morning, apologies that I came late. I was busy on a long call with from Rainwater. We are aware of the imminent strike or looming strike. Trying to get an update of what is going on. So it was quite a long briefing session that I was getting telephonically from the CEO of Rainwater. They are promising, maybe I must say, they are promising that things, number one, they are under control. Number two, even if the strike was to go on, percent of their employees are going to be secured for work as an essential service provider. Only 35%, they've got everything under control. So they say. That's the assurance we are getting from Rainwater. I thought it would be wise that we communicate that message. So that's where we are, so far as I'm sure it's public knowledge that I am referring to. It's been in the news. SAMU has been hurt and Rainwater has been giving in. That's where we are in so far as that strike is concerned. Or looming strike, not strike, but looming. we have two items on the agenda today. It is support for adoption and it is also menace. It's quite an administrative exercise, but very important because the content of those reports and the content of those minutes, they should be able to take us somewhere. Whilst it sounds administrative, but at the same time, it's quite an important exercise. We still haven't been able to master a notion of follow-ups. Follow-ups insofar as outstanding issues expected of us. I know some members have been raising pertinent issues among ourselves in the meeting for the department to respond to. I know Mr. Mguni has been raising sharply some of the issues as they would pertain to Mjindi. Ngosikelokulu Uva Mponjane has also been raising sharply the issues related to what we call the area Makasini Flat. And I did indicate to him that we've been there. And I know for a fact that Umam Kaula has been very sharp in raising issues related to Inanda, Ilembe. Now, the department has to find a way of responding to those issues sharply. So I'm raising this because in most instances, if you were to listen to all of those these are areas that relate to our own constituency. We are members of this committee. Unlike other people out there, both members and also generally communities out there, when they raise issues, for them the department is very far. For them the minister is very far. But as members of this committee here, we literally stay together with the department. We work together. We would have expected sharp responses from the department on a number of issues that we raise. I always say, Mangulangulu, that joy, we want to shine. We want to shine. Mr. Mguni would want to shine in his constituency. Make that possible. Make that possible for Mama Lulege to shine in her constituency. Yes, it's not about her, per se. At the end, it is about those communities being able sustainably to receive a service, a basic service, a constitutional right of those communities out there. So that's what we are about. Some of these issues are equally, even as we go on with our minutes, are going to be lifted in the course of time. Yes, we shall have to look into the minutes and the report and adopt is fine. That's your administrative process. The content is very key equally, so that we are to be expected to lift that content and follow it up to the latter. So that's the approach I wish to take. There are four of those reports that which have gone through the House Chair and approved, or what's the word to use? Approved for processing and for the committee to be able to see what it wants to do with those, adopting, amending, or whatever we want to do with those reports. The one report, and some of those are quite old, it is a report that dates back to 11th of March that responds to a petition by residents of Pazani, Sunny Ridge, Thumhead, Bedford View, Primrose, and Heart View, calling for an investigation into the causes of water. They say crisis in Gauteng, submitted in terms of Rule 312. By Mr. Mike Waters, who is a member of parliament. So that's the first report. It relates to the water situation that we were dealing with last year in Gauteng. The second report deals with an oversight visit to Gauteng on the 4th and 5th of February. We went to a few places there, among others Mpuleni, and also we went to the central basin on the AMG in Jemison. The third report took us not in any order of preference, took us to Limpopo on the 23rd and the 24th of July this year, where we went to both Mopani and also Vembe districts. And the fifth and fourth report is a report on public hearings held here in Parliament on theft and vandalism of our water infrastructure. And this is a 25th of November report of last year. When we went to Limpopo, Mam Kaula, we took note of your concerns that we don't go to KwaZulu-Natal. And we were making a joke, others saying, Mam Kaula, the reason why she's not here, she's probably protesting that we don't go to KZN. But we are currently working on a program together with COCTA for September. It still has to be finalized. That shall take us through to KZN. Is KZN with me? So I'm sure we shall come to your constituency area, Mam Kaula, in our numbers. And take over. I'm only on a lighter note there, Mama. We don't have many minutes here. Maybe we should start off with our minutes. There's two sets of minutes. Three. The one set of minutes is for the 17th of June. The other one is the 5th of August, and the other one is the 12th. I don't know the 12th. Maybe we should start off with the minutes. We did receive the minutes. It is for us to adopt those minutes and then go through to the report. May we start with the 17th of June? I remember this one very well. Mr. Makondo did apologize in good time that on this day he was going to be sick. The reason why he was going to be sick, it was going to be 16th of June. He's a youth. So clearly he was going to be youthful on that day. Page 2, straightforward, which is the last page. those issues need us to be followed up. As I said earlier on, we still need to master a system of dealing with the outstanding matters. There's my daughter there in the back. She's coming to monitor whether I'm doing the right job or not. We still have to master that. Maybe between Sharon and Maji and Tomani, we really need to find a way of looking at how best can we master this area. And develop a system as to how you deal with all your outstanding issues, so that you don't wait for a month or two. Maybe also as members, if we can also make an input in this direction, I think that will assist us. If we have any, because. Clearly, by the time the issues are to be brought back to us here, more often than not, typically the mind works in its own way. As the years go by, some of us become grayer and become forgetful. And if we have a system in place that really begins to say, how best do we master this whole issue of outstanding issues? Issues are raised in a committee, and then we expect that there's going to be a due process of a follow-up, and it never happens. Sharon, I saw your hand.
We can create a tracking tool. I think the committee section has a template where other portfolio committees use a tracking tool and then systematically track, and then put down the resolutions after every minute and the process in realizing those resolutions.
But why have you not used it?
Can't actually respond to why we haven't used it, but I just want to say that I think that the meeting that we had on the 5th of August, there was an instruction to the department that they needed to respond to all outstanding issues by the 7th of August, and they did actually adhere to that deadline. And we did circulate the response to members. I think what we just need to do from our side is just check to make sure that according to our minutes, that all the issues for follow-up have actually been responded to. And that's definitely something that we can do from our side.
But I'm more interested on that very tracking, because it does indicate to you, welcome, Mrs. Bay. We did get your apology. I'm more interested on that tracking tool. Okay, can we take a discussion outside of this to follow up on that one? Is that fine, members? So that we really begin to say on all our issues, especially outstanding matters, we are certainly going to be able to follow up on those, especially outstanding ones. as I said earlier on, you don't want to wait for a longer time before you, you come back to those issues. So we were only dealing with the first minute, and then it's just one area that was lifted up from the second page, which is bullet point number one at the very end of that page. Everything is fine according to where I am seated. I would really wish to get any mover for adoption. Mr. Mgune?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes of this July.
So your hand, Mrs. Madler.
Thank you, Chair. I second.
Are there any violent objections?
No.
Thanks for that. Let's move to minutes on the 5th of August. Page 1.
That paragraph, I think. Fifth line, which is by reported, that I'm sure it should not be eased.
The sentence
that starts with reported. It's line number 5 of 1975.
Is it a paragraph that starts with the presentation?
Yes, yes, that's Chairperson. On the fifth line.
Okay.
I'm sure. The sentence should read, the department also reported that it has seen, not that that is.
Oh, okay.
So that's just a...
And then we see here written presentation available on request? And where do you start? And another challenge we have, our documents, our minutes, our reports, are they, what's the word to use? You know, electronically documented? We have them online.
Parliament has instituted an electronic H drive. We all units in portfolio committees and select committees of Parliament store the minutes and reports. So if, for example, and this is obviously a challenge over in the past, where if a committee secretary isn't available and there's a request for minutes, that it's a challenge because they've now got to wait for the committee secretary to come back. So this system actually allows for, if I'm not available, for example, my manager or a colleague of mine can actually access the central drive and just extract whatever minister reports they're looking for. So that drive is available. It's not available online, but it is a central IT drive that is available.
And how does it work with the PMG?
With PMG, what we do is that after every single meeting, we usually email them an electronic copy of the presentation as well. And if we don't send it, then they usually send us reminders.
I guess the point I'm trying to raise, Nkosi, is that whether you are able to read this minute outside of your office, online somewhere. Sure.
Members have access to the H drive, so they'll be able to access all the minutes and the reports of any committee that they're looking for.
We have access.
Yeah. But I'll try and get the circular from the manager about how members can access the H drive. But because it's an internet base, so you will be able to, because you or if the members have Parliament email address as well.
I also just wanted to say that there is, I know that a couple of months ago, as committee section, we went to a testing session where one of the things that I know Parliament is still busy with is basically kind of like an interactive committee system where you can go onto this site that is obviously available via members' iPads or via the internet, or where they can actually access all the minutes relating to a particular committee and all the reports relating to a particular committee. They haven't launched it yet, but I know they are in the process of developing that software and that program as well.
I know at some point that you were able to access minutes electronically. There was such a situation at some point, and that hasn't stopped. No. Outside of, if I were to be doing whatever, outside of Parliament.
Like Shireen said, I mean, the H drive is available on the internet, but it's not available online. We, for example, like Novell, you can access wherever you are. If you would to log into your parliamentary email, you can access to that wherever you are. As far as I know, that's not available online. That has remote access. As far as I know,
I guess what Parliament is trying to do, it is trying to go paperless. On one hand, But on the other hand, you want to, because this is a public exercise that we are about, you want such information as well to be accessible. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm coming from. I'm taken aback by that point. Presentation available on request. How do you begin to do that? We are now fast tracked to 2020. Whether you are able to have that, or you can have it as an attachment, as an unnecessary one, if you like. Because that's where I'm coming from about this whole matter I've just been raising. If members are fine with that, we can go ahead. Yes, Mr. Speaker.
On page 4, the flow of case of transfer of funding to communities, I think that amount is in.
Sorry, point 4.
Yeah.
We are
the
now.
The drought relief fund.
Sorry?
The drought relief allocation that is mentioned there.
Which page again, sorry?
Page 4.
Right, so we're done with page 3. We're okay. Okay, page 4.
Yeah, the slow pace of transfer of funding to communities affected by drought, particularly in the KwaZulu-Natal province, the amount allocated was 352 million, not 254 million.
How do you know that? And where did you get this figure?
Minister's own media releases.
No, this one.
So I don't know where that 254 came from, but it's 352. It should be 352 million, not 254 million.
Can you double check on that one as well, Joy? Whether there would have been any changes. Hence, we have the 254. I hear you. I'm not saying anything wrong about what he's saying, and I'm not seeing anything wrong. All that I'm saying, I'm just literally wanting us just to double check on that figure as well. Joy represents the minister here. Am I right or wrong, sir? I'm right. Okay, just double check. Are we fine with page 4? Page 5? The point raised by Madia earlier on about outstanding feedback by the 7th of August. Did you all receive those feedbacks? No. Did we receive the feedback from the outstanding report from the department? No.
Was that sent in our parliamentary email? I don't think it was all the reports that we had. There were other reports, like the Bushback Ridge reports and all of that. That's still out there.
Okay, can you resend them?
Thank you. Just for my own benefit, I'm still having a challenge with regards to the IT equipment in my office. So may I please then request that I get the documents in a paper form into my pigeon notes.
Okay.
Please.
Hard copies? Or some? Okay. That should be it. Any mover? Yeah, on page 5.
Yeah. just a report, sir.
Yeah.
I just wanted also to advise that I'm not using the parliament email. It's not necessarily a Clinton scanner, but it can be sent to my personal email.
Okay, then maybe what we need to do is to use both the email and also have hard copies.
Maybe to put another proposal, you know, this parliament email, sometimes at a certain interval, it just stops working. We have to come here and be reactivating, and it gives us problems. If we can use the personal and the parliament one, so that, because sometimes we need documents when we are in recess and the like. So with the personal, I can access it at any time. That's my problem.
What Madhya shall do, she shall have to ask all of us for our private emails so that both are to be used going forward. And then also, if we can also get the hard copies through our fishing holes. Ma'am Kaula?
Ngang requested and call on that. I'm a document I'm to my way and say the Suzu. Jongo Mutuana is South Africa. Covert is, which includes Rodim Laman, the Belinda Mad, which you look. Unel, what I'm telling Marty, one can be a young individual, Sabbath, who's very much, your title of 5 years, your title to next time, Boba. Tennis back, I love your kind of food. And I'm going to be shopping and I'm a language, I'm a foreign name. Yeah, all this rush a lot. Yeah, bad. Lungi Lulamli, then I learned that before 94.
Chairperson, thank you very much. When I started here, I made a request that all the documents that are sent to me should be written in my mother tongue. So that's my right that I voted for in 1994. I therefore request that my request be acceded to. Thank you.
As far as that request is concerned, when the SIM Parliament started, we actually did approach language services about that issue. And we spoke to them about translating minutes and reports. We did make that request. The response that we got from the manager was that they do not have the capacity because the reports of the committee are sometimes quite lengthy and it's going to take at least 2 weeks for them to translate everything, and possibly by the time the minutes come back, it's past the date of adoption. But what we can do is maybe just call them again just to find out if they've been able to employ additional people that maybe can assist with regards to that. But we did make that request last year already. And the response that we got at the time was that they didn't have the capacity to do that.
Any takers on the issue?
Ngayiza impendulo ka secretary lapho ngaphambili. Angiyimukeli ngempela. Why ngayimukeli? Yabona ngesikhathi mina ngikhuluma naye qobo uNelo. Wathi bakhona labantu bangithemba sekuphele even
uNelo.
UNelo ngithi uyena lo ubani? Igesithi lona oqondene wathi bakhona labantu ngoba vese kuyilungelo lami le nto engiyenzayo. Mina la ngisuka khona ngihlali mina ePhoenix noma eDurban North. Ngihlala kubantu. So ke manje ngiyacela ukuthi ayenze le nto ngoba ngempela I'm not joking, angidlali ngale nto. Ngisebenza kubantu mina. Yengilokuyihlupha ngama-language amanye nabo abangayihluphi. Kuyibona kwakufanele bezowafunda la eSouth Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, Chairperson, it's very difficult for me to accept what the secretary is saying because I spoke to the divisional manager, Mr. Nell, with regard to the translation of these documents. So please take note that I only speak languages that are spoken by the African people. I don't speak other languages. So please protect my rights. Thank you very much.
There is no doubt, members, that the issue that we're dealing with is quite a very serious one. I'm seated here trying to think this through. Whether Parliament does take a responsibility or to get to know as to how many people are into Zulu, into Sotho, into Pedi, and so on and so forth. And Braille, sorry. Unfortunately, we don't have any Chinese this time around to be followed. We don't have one, eh? You know, somebody was even mentioning to me, I met one sheikh in PE the other day in one wedding. We only have one Muslim person in this parliament this time around. Hmm? You got lost. Okay, I must come close. I love Muslims. I must come close to and recruit them back.
Chair, with regard to the languages, I can make a practical suggestion. Google Translate.
Sorry?
If the member uses Google Translate, if everything is sent electronically, you can actually read everything in Zulu. You can read all your emails in Zulu, also whatever you want to read it in, through Google Translate. If you have a Gmail account, you can read all your correspondence in whatever language you want to.
Yona zinto engayifuni lezo njengoba nginanzele lezo zinto lezinto enikhuluma ngazo izo lezi ebulala umnotho gcina abantu bengasaqashwa kungasenzulu kanti labantu abahambe bayofundela ukutolika bathola nini umsebenzi izo zonke into engayidingi lezo ngithi ngisifunde engazigcina la ngigcine kona mase ngila ngizomela abantu bala e-South Africa ngiyabonga kuyimanje ngigxumela kumashayeni.
Things that I'm totally against. I don't want to go to Google. There are people who studied to be translators and to be interpreters. This is job creation, so let those people be used. Now you're thinking of introducing Mandarin, and we are totally against this. Thank you.
Can I offer to take up the matter outside of the meeting with Umam Kaula together with the committee section and look at all options that are available? I promise to come back to the committee for such a report there. Okay, thanks for that. Umam Kaula is spot on. By right, I'm sitting here thinking we are able to translate into Afrikaans. I'm sitting here thinking you do have some of the members, and there are very few, who are into prayer. Right? Lava Nabuano. Bakonu Funda a prayer. I'm sitting here thinking whether Parliament has indeed done its own research and profiling of all members in terms of their language requirements or language needs. I'm sitting and thinking about all of those things. You are spot on. These are the issues that are supposed to be dealt with head on without having to go about in dealing with them. So, as I said, I offer to interact with Umam Kaula, accepted by the committee section, in dealing with this issue head on, and come back to report to the committee. Okay, thanks for that. We were on page 5 of that minute of the 5th of August. Are we fine with all of those, Mr. Mguna?
Chairperson, if we look at bullet number 3, bullet number 2, sentence number 2, the bullet which starts with the portfolio committee word. Then if we look at number 2, development, and then reform and public works. Should we put in, instead of respect of the Appropriation Act, we put the restitution of Land Rights Act? Thank you, sir.
No, thanks for that, Mr. Mguni. To an extent, even the application or the implementation of that is equally is an important issue, and that resides here with us. It's our own homework, so to speak. It's not a department one. On that note, maybe have a mover. Mrs. Baker has moved. Any second? So, Mamu Bilankulu. Okay, Mrs. Bilankulu has seconded. We are now on the minute of the 12th of August. Okay, can I propose for all the minutes, even those that we've just dealt with, to have the perfect draft minutes? Is that fine? Because I'm thinking of a situation where anybody who can lay his or her hand on this and raise minutes of, will assume therefore that this is a minute that has been adopted. But if it is to be written there, draft minutes, until we give it a signature here, then it gets to be a minute. Okay. That's the minute that was dealing with the engineers. Remember, next week, I'm not too sure what is going to happen. Talking about engineers, next week we were invited by the Home Affairs on the 25th. They are having their program with the Engineering Council. But we have since received another correspondence that cancels our program for next week, except for a few that have been written somewhere. I shall relay that message just when we are about to finish. Okay, those are the people who were present in the meeting, and the apologies thereof, and the officials present. Anything to say on that? Any, Mr. Toko? Any, Miss Mbulelo? Again, we have a Mr. Togo there, Mr. Togo Sito. Maybe we might have to go through all of these other minutes and check if we consistently have a Mr. Togo there. Page 2. I'm jealous on page 2. Consistently, this is the second minute. Mr. Mguni, in the late hours of the day, called me saying, hey, there's a Mponjani left for retirement, it just became one of those, he's gone, and then Nkosi Qelekulu is with us. I want to propose that we have a standing practice for our committee on certain programs, or rather on certain occasions. We have certain programs have turned off to be direct for Mr. Mponjani. I'm sure we can be able, through our committee section, to arrange for a ticket for him, for us to be able to have a proper, you know, fare thee well, you were with us, we were together, appreciating the time we spent together, so that it becomes a standard practice for all of us. And I was also thinking the other day, I think one of us had a bereavement, I can't remember who, but it became more of a matter that was said in passing, Mr. Mguni, which is an Ubuntu. We are working together, we are stuck with each other for 5 years, God's willing, we are a family, we appreciate each other, we treat each other with respect, at least when a thing of this nature happens. One of us has to go somewhere else or on retirement, there is a bereavement in one family. It's time that we really have to find each other and get together and be able to say, here is the statement that we're making. Okay, can I propose that, Madia, we bring to the committee some concrete proposals in that regard, including that of Mr. Mponja. Mam Kaula?
Ngibonga isihlalo. Into ephakamisa sayi inhle kakhulu futhi ngibonga nje ukuthi usuyikhumbule nami beyithi ngiyikhetha ukuthi ngizebuza ukuthi ngoba sigcina okwayiveza. Kodwa kuzofuneka ukuthi phela ma siyiqalile into sibonisane ukuthi mhlawumbe umuntu uzokhokha malini. Ngoba ngempela sisevile naye umnandi la njengoba sikhona ayephikisa ukuthi sihlanganiswe uNkulunkulu esihleli 5 years nasi njengomndeni nokumukela nomakoti ma yifika emzini uyamukela enzelwe something ngosiko bengajabula ngempela simukele ucebe khona bese ngiza kulokhu esithathu uyabona lokhu esithathu impela uthinta into ebalulekile sihlalo wami ngaphambili. Vele umuntu mayivelele ukukubi asifuna isilo sithi sinanazi ukubheka lokhu elubuhlanga asishoni ukuthi senze njani sihlanganiselelo sente anikeze just lento kubizwa ukuthi siyamkhalisa. Ngiyabonga sihlalo kusho ukuthi impela usihlalo wethu wangempela lo uzosipha ukuthi sizwane. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you Chairperson. The things that you've highlighted are very important. I really, really second you. As you've indicated concerning the issue of Mr. Mponjani, I agree with you. We need to come up with an amount that we need to contribute as a send-off. Also, again, when a bridegroom comes, she's also welcomed in a form of a party. I therefore propose that we also do the same with Honorable Qelekulu. We welcome him. And the third thing that I want to mention also is the issue of the bereavement. it has not to look at who has been bereaved. But if any one of us here is bereaved, we need to come to an agreement as to how much we should contribute and give that as a form of condolence to that particular honorable member. So it simply proves that you as our chairperson, we are a unifying chairperson, we highly appreciate your presence amongst us. Thank you very much. Now I remember that the person or the honorable member was buried. It was honorable member Basso. Thank you.
Mr. Kala?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Indeed, it is a good and brilliant kind of an idea. But I would further suggest that perhaps we take this kind of an idea to the next level, where all portfolio committees will buy in into this kind of a practice. Perhaps, Chair, if you could approach the chief whip of the ruling party so that at that kind of a forum of the chief whips, we can also engage on this one, because it's very important. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry that I might come with a negative approach towards what the chairman has raised and been seconded to. But it's not very, very negative. What I'm trying to just to grab into my mind, Chairperson, is that we are a multiracial society. We have different structures in our cultural setups. Think of myself. I'm coming from a polygamous family. If then I happen to have to lose maybe more than three members of my family in a short space of time, should the committee then be seen to be sort of passing condolences in such a fashion that is being proposed? My chairperson would be just a card to say we are with you in the bereavement, or even welcoming should be a card, not, or maybe the words by the chairperson to say now that we are having a new member who so and so, we welcome you in our committee. Know that we need to go deep into focus on some of the things. But with regards to the farewell, as you've just rightly said, chairperson, then there's another issue. It's a member who has been serving the committee. That's the view that I have. Thank you.
Okay. Oops, sorry. Welcome, Mr. Basson. Yeah, we did get a message that you were running late. Sorry. Can I suggest, as I mentioned earlier on, that proposals be brought to the committee for discussion, so that we don't brainstorm as we are seated here. If we start brainstorming, I'm very positive that we can spend more time than having to discuss on a proposal, concrete proposal, brought to the committee. That would be my take. We have listened to all the members. The issues are taken on board. Mrs. Madeleine Kusofi.
Chair, I second you because we are now out of the agenda.
Thank you. Mrs. Vilankul, you want to adopt?
No, we did adopt it.
The
Yes.
Oh.
We moved for adoption.
Oh, okay.
I seconded. But so I wanted
the 5th or the 12th? The 5th. We are dealing with the 12th now.
Now, I wanted to indicate on the minutes of the 5th and the 12th. I don't know the first two letters before my initial, whether it's Mr. or it's Miss or whatever.
Oh, N.
Yes, thanks. clarify on that, not just our portfolio committee, it seems to be all parliamentary documents. A good MS. MS actually denotes a divorced woman. MISS is Miss for an unmarried woman. MRS is Mrs. for a married woman. And marriage. And yeah, we, on the 12th, we've actually got Mr. M. Dedrick. What's a DG?
Can we leave England? Can we leave England for a moment now? Mr. Nguni, we certainly won't be missed, Nguni.
As you said, let us leave England. I think I'm dropping everything here, you see. You know our language.
He's a teacher, by the way.
Yeah. Nkosazana, mama, nkosikazi,
smanti.
Baba. Then when it comes to women, this MS, if you're not sure, it's married or not married, Mrs., it's allowed. MS is allowed.
Okay, we have left England now. Otherwise, we'll go back to Zimbabwe and Uncle Bob, you can keep your England. I'll keep my South Africa. Let's go back to page 2. We are concluding on the minutes, and then we'll go straight to the report. We are consistently correcting Mr. Toko's story there. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. They were going to bring us the presentation. Youth Council, have they done it? Can you make a follow-up? Again, those presentations are available on request. What also became quite interesting on page 5 is that we are now broadening that question, not only having to be confined to Cuba. What becomes apparent is that we're not only confined to Cuba insofar as importation of schools. So the issue there is to be broader than Cuba, so to speak. Page 6, is anything? Any more? Move on. Mr. Makonda has moved. This is Kekana. Mr. Kekana has seconded. Thanks for that. Okay, let's go straight to the report. Can we start off with the report of last year, which is public hearing, November?
dated 25th of November. Have we read the report? Do you have a copy? We don't have copies. This is a copy. Can we get copies, Donovan? How many guests are getting in? How many don't have copies? It's only Mr. Basson that doesn't have a copy. And Joy has got four copies the other day. How many do you have? Two. Oh, okay. So we all do have copies. we have given each other some few minutes just to remind ourselves. This was a very important session. And equally important are some of the processes that are currently taking place within the Justice Department. On the 2nd of September, part of our program also is going to talk to this very issue that we are about on this report. Two levels. That session of the 2nd of September shall do both one with a briefing by the Department of Justice on the current legislation that they are dealing with insofar as the amendments are concerned. The amendments, I can't remember what the legislation is called, but it talks to penalties meted on those that vandalize and steal infrastructure. Currently, as we speak, we're dealing with very minimum penalties. So the intention is to really seek to talk no less than, I think, 15 years or something like that, among other things. And then there is also a matter in that same amendment that talks to buying of stolen goods. So we have put up a proposal for the department to come before us and brief us, because these are the kind of issues that, you know, we struggle with. At the same time, that which is the second area on that same day, it is also to listen to the department talking about polluters and also those that steal the infrastructure, the copper. Now, the experience that we had out of this exercise on that day when we had this public hearing was that you had some of the people who would have wanted, who would have loved to speak out on some of the specifics. But because it was an open session, and here you are dealing with quite serious and sensitive matters, and some of the hearing submissions were quite detailed as far as security is concerned, and it became very clear that we're just not able to openly listen to, because they would have been exposing their security security firms. For that reason, that there is an application to have that session of the 2nd of September being a closed session, because you don't know what is going to be said, whether they are going to be, because they're going to be talking about, you know, at some point we were asking questions about, do you have people whom you have prosecuted, convicted? You could hear them, you know, again, you didn't hear with people's names or people's companies. So we would have loved to have a session wherein we are able to get the department to talk to us. An application in that regard for a closed session has since been submitted. We don't know, it's only the speaker who can give consent to that, whether or not it will come in the affirmative or in the negative. So that's page one, if we have finished reading. anything on page 1 and page 2? Frankly speaking, we never followed you. Maybe when we have that briefing session, Mr. Person, on the 2nd of September, we need to engage the police also, because the point is made there on that very last paragraph. Yeah. on the specific one about second-hand goods act and its relevant amendments as they relate to this very issue about making copper to be illegal to possess. Maybe that will be part of, you know, their presentation as they come through. If anything on page 7, page 8? On water losses, something outside of this. We have been invited. The House Chair has only agreed to 3 people for us to go to the War on Leaks launch in PE on 28th of August. They've only agreed to 3 people, and they came in writing saying 2 ANC, 1 opposition. 4 now. Oh, not 3 anymore. Call it 4. I've got 3. Where is Oleg? So our informed is 4. How is that fit? That's what we are told by the House Chair's office. 3 ANC, 1 opposition. I am of the view that if other members, you know, can be there on their own, the President is also going to be there. I think they have got about 3,000, am I correct, Joy? As far as that currently have been recruited for training, of the 15,000 that was advised about. So there is such a program that is going to take place. Again, addressing this very issue of water losses, who lives in this instance, on the 28th. This morning, I'm sure it would be a ticket away from your ticket in, and then be part of that whole program. Get to learn more, get to know more, then you're out. I'm from the area. I shall host you. Page 8, page 9, I think part of what we are doing on the second is to strengthen this very point about greater coordination on law enforcement. That's what basically we're trying to do here. I think we need to keep a hold onto this on our own selves as we prepare for that. Have it somewhere readily available as we prepare for that 2nd of September program. So it gives you a background of what really took place on that day and what are the issues that you face. Okay, I take it that there is no, put it this way, I take it that the Secretariat is doing a great job in terms of report writing. Hence, we have no issues. I guess in the course of time, we learn to sharpen all our tools. You
know, when we started until now. The dated day is to be obviously taken away the draft and then put in the date the 25th of November. And that should be it. If there is no one who has an issue violently, any mover? Mr. Batman, Mrs. Bilangulu, no touch? Okay, thank you. The report stands as adopted. Then the report of part of the 4th and the 5th of February. My birthday being on the 5th of February, without fail, I always find myself at work, even on this day. It becomes important that we get to be schooled about some of these scientific notions. You went the report that you have says you were in the central basin on an issue related to asthma and drainage. And we are talking about the acid mine water there. And he talked about the low pH. How low was that pH?
and it talks about high salinity. How high? And then it continues. At times, I'm not saying to myself, you know, it might be useful if some of these people who are knowledgeable about these issues, you know, just on a crash course, Mr. Mgun. How low must it get to be for it to be on the safe side? And how high must it be without having to be taken through any science or laboratory? Just those basics for us to have a fair sense of what we are talking about. As we speak here now, I have no clue of what is meant by this. That we must always be having. But you know, that Google thing works. I'm sure Madia and Shireen shall assist us in this regard. Just a crash course, you know, it won't take us even more than 2 hours. So just to get a sense, you know, of what is really entailed in that content of that acid mine. Mr. Mbuna?
To add, it's a person. You see, I see these people when they go around the rivers, chasing rivers, with the acidity and so forth.
Hmm.
They carry a small thing. You see, they will test, and they will tell you that when it changes to this color, this one is too acidic and so forth. So that crash course, a little bit, does not take even 10 minutes. So that we know, sometimes when you do an oversight, you just get there, you test the feed to check whether, no, that color is the one which they are simplifying whatever. If we can have that thing.
So that on your own, in your house, you are able, when you look at your swimming pool, you test it on your own. And I can assure you that after the 5 years, Mama Kaula, so the woman has been my engineer. Okay. Page 2. In noting all of these issues there, Shireen, we're going to follow them up. Interesting to hear the department saying something about let me put it this way, it would be important for us to have a periodic reflection on the part of the department on this acid mine drainage program. So we are currently on short-term solution. The department is expected to work on us on a long term with speed, emphasis with speed, because they did indicate to us that in a period of about a year and a half, they shall, because of the Vaal River stream, is not able to produce the necessary dilution for the current acidic water. So it is to be expected of them, therefore, over an 18-month period, to be able to have that long-term solution. And they also indicated to us something about the budget. Now, the point I'm raising is that it would be important that we make periodic follow-ups with the department on this matter. How far are we, where we are? Are we on course? Have we been able to get necessary budget and all what it takes? Where are we now? Those issues. Everton, page 2. Page 3.
Hello, Jefferson.
Hmm.
No, I was not there.
Hmm.
Maybe I would have answered this question. For my knowledge, because according to what I read here, when I was reading on page 4, I don't know whether it's the right page, saying to dilute this acid thing, you need 1 liter of it, needs 5 liters of clean water from the valve so that it can be neutralized. Then,
paragraph I read on?
No, no, it's not the paragraph. It's just that I wanted to to check whether it's approximately how many liters of this acid is there, and how many megaliters are in the valve at the approximation. And maybe if there was there any question like this, so that we can get. Because I wanted to get that so that I make my findings, my approximate findings. If there's nothing, then that's why.
That's the teacher I'm asking. Frankly speaking, we did not ask that question. But again, it relates to the very point I was raising earlier on. They did give us an indication that the Vaal River supply is not going to be enough for the long-term solution, insofar as dilution of that acidic mine water is concerned. As to the details, really it's never going to be an issue. However, in a period of a year and a half or so, they did indicate that they might just be running into a serious crisis. The country is going to be running into a serious crisis, if not attended to. So that's the basic information that we have, unless other members have additional things to say. Good.
Maybe on the same issue, I was just thinking, when I read some of the parts of the document, I found that there are mining companies that have not been followed with regards to the licensing of usage of water. how much of the focus has been sort of directed to these companies in order to maybe avoid them leaving mining after maybe finishing minerals underground, leaving all the burden to those other companies who are still mining the area, which maybe leads to the current mining companies having burden over their shoulders to assist or to fund the cleaning of water, of that acid water.
I don't know any of one has watched the news over this past weekend. Your Soweto residents, I don't know that we've seen that in the outlying areas within Soweto, just outside of Soweto. You've got water there, again left polarizing by the mine companies that were there, but have since abandoned the mine. But the water stages that are that is acidic flows into a river that is connecting in Soweto. Whoever uses that water out of that river is at risk. Now you have situations like those. I'm informed that whenever you are to do any mining activity, you've got to dewater the area because of the implications that it would have. Take away the water and then do your mining activity. But the point you're raising is very relevant still. Links to the point raised by Mr. Mguni. maybe we need to, because this issue is never far off our sight, of acidic mine drainage water. And maybe we need to revisit this issue, but in a much more pointed, in a much more focused way. And we need to be able to really get into the depth of it. We might even wish to run, even if it means, you know, a half a day workshop just on this acid water. Maybe that's when Mr. Mguni might get that crash course, you know, of the content of, you know, sulfur and whatever else it takes. Even on this water itself, it can also be measured in accordance with all of those as to what is contained here. They do say somewhere where they talk about the nutritional information or whether is it water that you take from the tap and simply having to bottle it up. We don't know. Now, maybe we really need to enlighten ourselves a lot more on this as mine water. That would be my proposal. Before we go out there, when we go out there, we are a lot more enlightened, we are a lot more informed. When we went there to that central basin, at best what we did do was simply to look outside of what is contained. Oh, big buildings, and then we went up there and saw all that processing of that water from being this much in terms of, you know, content of that acid, now more and more being reduced. But as to whether we have a sense of what is meant, you know, by that water having been reduced, and we are told you cannot drink that water, but it is cleaner from what it would have been throughout that whole process. Maybe we need to go through that exercise ourselves, have our own in-house engagement in a form of a workshop where we identify whatever, take a half a day and get into grips of what is really contained in this whole acidic water.
it's just a proposal I'm thinking about as we are talking, Mr. Pasan.
Hi, I'm the Chair. I would also urge that we get a half-day workshop on wastewater treatment plants, so that everybody understands the processes, what is clean water going out. Going there and see water, you know, is one thing, but if you know the process, you can ask why these clarifiers are not working, and just why is this oxidation dam not having chlorine, that kind of stuff. So it would be, I think, to the collective advantage on purification of water, wastewater, and asset mainlining, if you get a workshop on that. Come and explain to us what is E. coli, what is the measurement of E. coli, that all members understand that. That you ask a question that tells you there's so many chrome in the water, but it doesn't tell you what is the maximum chrome or iron that should be in the water. So if you can do that, even on a Friday, the partner comes and they come and explain and we ask questions. So when we go there again, we all understand, we're on the same page.
At times I would be told that chrome 6 is the most dangerous.
Yeah,
any dots that gets in your that water, be assured that that community can easily be wiped out. That's how dangerous that chrome 6 can be.
Yeah. So I would please, and in boreholes are, in the Dumaguen area, there's a lot of boreholes being closed because chrome 6 has changed to 6 being activated. Life in water is quite usable in water. Because of the reactor plant that the Russians took up in Dumaguen, and they never used it, but they stored chrome 3 there. And it changes the ground, it changes chrome 6.
Okay, going back to the report. Mama?
Actually, ngiyabonga vele umsebenzi wethu funa ke sikhulume. Bengifuna ukwazi la ukuthi ngempela ngempela wona maningi kangakanani la manzi alaphana esimayini. Ngifuna nje ukwazi njengoba la manzi ene-acid ukuthi ubuningi bawo angakanani, maningi angakanani.
Thank you. I'm just interested in knowing in terms of quantity. This acid mine for drainage water, how much of it is in these mines? Thank you.
Any taker? Mr. Makonda? I see you want to answer to that question.
Thanks, Chair. The answers that we all have, of course, might not be satisfactory, but what we were told was that the acid that is in that water, it's not that very high, but that water, it's not recommended for use, human use. The reason why the pumping that water into the Vaal River is that they cannot be used by a human, I mean, it cannot be used for human purposes.
Mama, Amafichane, Joy will not be able to tell us how much quantities of that water gets to be. I'm not sure if we are able to get that information. Huh? Which specific mine? Anyway, we'll come back to that. Mr. Basson is still Googling. Mama?
kushuti esazongena kwi-Google kushuti ngempela kazolo sothi la manzi ngempela ngabagcwele ngaphansi lanemayini na. And khonto engiyisaba kancane la kodwa sobuye sixoxe ngawo e-Rustenburg inenkinga yamanzi masethele ngihlabisa masenitabulale la manzi e-Rustenburg North West imost yakhona amanzi abantu abaningi mabawaphuza bayagula. That's why sebephoqele ukuthi bawathenga amanzi. Kuningi okusafuna sixoxe ngalo mkhakha wamanzi. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I'm just wondering as to how much is this water in terms of capacity under these mines are. And secondly, I'm also worried about what is happening in Rustenburg, because a number of people in Rustenburg, whenever they drink water, they get sick. Does it mean therefore that their water has been affected by its acidity? Thank you. We need to discuss and all this. Thanks.
Okay, we will come back to those issues, Mama. Mr. Basson will assist us. Any further issues on page 5 of the report?
Paragraph starting in Mfuleni local municipality, the financial year there in the middle of the paragraph. It says 2015-15,
mm-hmm.
And the next line as well.
Thank you.
information contained here. It is correct. But it was supposed to be written as the Minister of Water and Sanitation has implemented the Rand Water to implement on behalf of the department the drinking water, wastewater treatment works project.
Chief, I can just say that in terms of this issue, the issue of CMC was, I think one of the issues raised in that meeting was around, in terms of the implementation of the Cebu King project, before implementation, part of the project was that they needed to, I think, employ local labor. And there was a lot of issues, and I think that also had something to do with the interruptions and one of the reasons why the department wasn't able to implement, because people were bereaved because they were not they were not taken on board in terms of this project. I don't think we were given the name of the company, or I think that just the name of the company was given as CMC, but I can just double check the full name. But I think that that is where the issue of CMC came in.
Okay. Obviously, a number of issues, both in these two reports, they have to be followed up. Both the issue on asset mine drainage and also the issue related to Mfuleni. A number of issues have to be followed up. We'll have to lift them as time goes. Among others, I'm just looking at this project here. The very last sentence here says these guidelines were not adhered to, which resulted in this project now being at a standstill. The follow-ups are important. Page 8.
I don't know on the same page 5, I don't know when I'm taking it back. The feasibility study is currently being conducted into
which paragraph?
Paragraph number 2.
Mm-hmm.
You start with a feasibility study. Then you go with that sentence, go with that sentence or that to number 3. When we start from number 2, the purpose of the study was the identity, or was they identified. I don't know whether it's well put.
It was to identify.
Yeah, it was to identify. Yeah. Then on page 8, then now, as well in page 8, paragraph 2, locally sourced labor. Sentence number 3, where it starts with there are allegations that the operating company, if we can change the who to which, if which was meant to work.
Again, that very last sentence there, this resulted in massive protest about the project, resulting in the Tibogang wastewater treatment project coming to a complete standstill, resulting in millions of in losses for the municipality. I think we need to make a follow-up on this project. We need to take a keen interest. You shall also remember that your wastewater and raw sewer that comes from Johannesburg and from Ekurhuleni leading up towards Everton, you remember when we were there, it is as a result of this wastewater treatment plant that has not been as yet commissioned, let alone
started for construction. Now, as long as that treatment, wastewater treatment plant is not there, that raw sewer continues to flow into the open space in Everton. So that's what we were told. So my view will be that if we follow it up, it will really hasten a situation where you are to be able to see the department rushing on this one. And I'm also informed that this project has been shifting in its goalposts, moving from 2 billion at one point to 3 billion. I don't know where it is at now. That's why I was asking, what is that billion rand standing for? Last time I checked, it was at 4 billion rand. I stand to be corrected, Joy. I think it's something that we really need to take a keen interest in as public representatives. Because at the end, our communities out there, they continue to suffer. Okay. Thanks for that, Mr. Mguni. On the last page, number 9, the second last page. Again, the issue about polluter pay principle. And this is also one of the issues that I raised, if you remember, Mr. Mukondo, in that, news clip. Professor fellow kept on talking about polluter pay and the mines are not taking responsibility because they are polluting the river streams. That's something that is happening now, as you speak, along that area of Soweto. Sorry? Okay. Page 10.
Lavandula input. Ukuthi ngempela ngempela ubani oqaphela ukuthi labantu abangcosa umfula abathatha ababophe ukuze labantu bangaqhubeki. Mhlawumbe khona ezempilo yami ngiyenze nje. Khona la labantu lezimoto ey'hambe imoma indle. Khona ukuthi uyibona seyimintu zomfula seyithululela khona indle phinde futhi zihambe zoyitapha. Khona enye nyangaza ngayishuda. Ubani ngempela lo onazo okufanele kubike kuyena obaqaphayo ukuthi baboshwe nabantu ngoba bayaqhubeka bayakwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 9, my question is based on this polluter pays principle. My question is, these people who are polluting our water streams, what I want to know is who is in charge of monitoring them as to whether if they are caught polluting the river, are they given the appropriate penalty? For an example, I've once seen one of these trucks that absorbs sewage from somewhere and goes and dip it into a river. Now, because these people are polluting, who then, if they are caught, makes it a point that they are charged appropriately? Thank you.
It's a straightforward question, Mr. Mgune. The department has what they call the blue scorpions. These are your law enforcement people within the department. The environment department has what they call the green scorpions. Now, it is a section that is under Mr. Advocate Anil Singh. And they've got all their players there. These are the people who are going to come to us on the 2nd of September when they brief us about what is going on. So we certainly are going to hear a lot more from them on that day. We found that. Maybe also, as we are public representatives, we also have a responsibility of making sure that the public is protected. As representatives of that public. When we see anything wrong done to a public good, a public resource, we have a responsibility, especially working in this space, in this area of that was, you know, that is water and sanitation. We should have a responsibility, all of us, as a collective, as individuals. To take that picture and be able to say, here is evidence of what you are supposed to be dealing with. Just the other day, I met, after that interaction with the engineers, I met this one of a fellow here in Cape Town. He worked for an engineering company. And I took the name of the company. And there you have serious issues of disparities in terms of pay. But that's something else that I'm going to refer to the respective department or committee. Now that's what I'm referring to when I'm talking about us having to take a responsibility of having to make sure that we report those issues. Okay, members, that having been said, I present the report on the 4th or 5th of February, which was an oversight visit to Gauteng for adoption. I see the mic of Mr. Mbunu on. Is that saying something? Oh, okay. Mama?
Ukuthi lento ngifuna ukuzula kahle ngayo ngoba ezisho ngenza ngayo yonke indlela lakhe nje sinenkinga yabantu engadinge ngisho banomkhuba bongishiya izi nje ezifile bayiphonse emfuleni la hamba khona amanzi uthi uma uthe report umasipala nje ubesuke eshilo ukuthi ngoba ngisho ukugqishwa kwenja bathi akukho emthethweni kuphela kubize baba Tintu masipala ilande ayise la ifanele khona ezikwandisa amagciwane abakulandeli khona laba nje abathina umosha ngaze ngalwa nabo ngibuze ukuthi nishiyelani nja lana njengoba de nihula niyayibona nansi nja why ningatsheli loyo contract ukuthi nansi nja ngoba iyanuka mo manje lana emhosheni enye inkinga ukuthi lo masipala sihlala bafuna ukusebenzisana nathi kumnandi umthetho kuyisixoxe la kodwa mase kufanele yenzeka yenzeki sha ucingo wese upetroli wemoto yakho fanele nesiphukuphuku ngiyabonga
yeah Chairperson, I'm very much concerned about this issue because there are people who may find that they deliberately pollute the environment now even if you report
the municipalities don't do anything, you find that you just spend your money petrol-wise and nothing is being done. So I request that this matter be looked into thoroughly. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we certainly will have a number of other things like those, Mama. I'm sure if you ask any of the members here, I'm sure they will have all the respective reports about what we have been experiencing going out there. I present the report for adoption. Any mover? Mam Kaula? Mam Kaulia mover? I saw Mrs. Kekana's hand.
Seconded,
thank you. That was the longest of reports. The very last one on the 23rd and the 24th of July. Sorry, we have a one page. That was responding to a petition. The report on the committee on the petition from residents of Sakane, as represented by Mr. Mike Waters, dated 11th of March 2015. We have a copy. It's a straightforward one. Committee received a briefing from this, as well as the rainwater in respect of water shortages in parts of Alpen. We all did go through in September of last year. Can we then confine ourselves to this and then lift the issues out up further? I submit. There's the mover, Ms. Ticaro. Seconded. Thank you. The last report, 23rd, 24th of July. It's a very recent one. Mr. Person, I saw you on the headline somewhere. It was only you. Praising the government on the good work that it is doing. I didn't see that part. But yeah, I must get a copy. Page one, all of those that were present in the army, they could talk about the company. It was not a brigade. As we go through reading all the names, I'm sure members will be able to take us back some of those that felt that they missed a talk or somewhere, and there is a Miss Timbekele someone. Page two. Again, it is still your name. You have such company of soldiers out there. Page three. Then we're dealing with the content.
Thank you.
Dealing there with the language in the mail. Page 3. Page 4. Training for the chairperson, what is that thing? This training on what media. And very interesting is at the same time, there is another correspondence from the deputy chair of the House of the NCOP talking about the local government week 25th to the 27th. You're aware about that? Sorry? Not there, I just got correspondence. Is it on the program? It's happening here in the old assembly. It's the NCOP together with Salsa. The president is also going to be there. Salsa. It's an NCOP program, basically. Minister of Local Government. In a nutshell, we are informed that next week there is no program, except for a few that have been mentioned. I can't find that correspondence. And then we have that program of the 2nd, which is good after. Until we meet, sorry? Oh, okay. Members, I think we have come to a conclusion of our program for the day, having dealt with those reports and also the minutes, until we meet on the 2nd of September. You shall be informed of any other development. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I'm calling you.